Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, it's that time of year where you can find yourself perhaps panic buying for holidays, whether you're having that holiday here or overseas. But could the perfect pair of shorts be lurking at the back of your own wardrobe? Well, here to tell us how to make some sustainable choices and move towards a slow fashion summer, I'm joined on the line by Jo Linehan, editor of the Climate Supplement with the Sunday Times Ireland. Hello, Jo.
Morning, Claire.
It's great to have you with us. Now, we know that the love of fast fashion in Ireland is a significant romance. We can get bombarded with a lot of holiday season deals at this stage, which we don't really need, but they're very tempting, aren't they?
They are. And I mean, everyone who is going on holidays this summer, you know, you've probably worked long and hard for it. You're really excited to go. And I think we all fall victim to thinking to ourselves, you know what, I'm going to treat myself now to a few new bits and I'll be stocked up and ready to go. But I suppose this is maybe just a word of caution, just to maybe give people pause before they do that. You know, a lot of money, a lot of time and energy can be spent and a lot of clutter can be gathered unnecessarily. So I suppose this is maybe just to give some tips on to people on how to maybe take a slower approach to that holiday shopping this summer.
So the first thing to do then is audit what you have from last year and previous years, right?
Yes, I love to say to everyone to do a stock take, because I'm the same. We all have things that are hidden away in our home. We'll go out and say, oh, I definitely need a new pair of shorts. Then you'll go home and you'll be digging through things and you'll think, oh my God, I actually have three denim shorts here. So the first thing to do is to sit down, go through your wardrobes, figure out what you have and what you need and what you love. And then maybe if there's things that you no longer wear, maybe you can donate those. And then if you really are at a place where you do need something, you know, I always think people want a brand new lovely white fresh cotton t-shirt. That's something that maybe you do want to go out and get. But do your stock take first and figure out what you have and what you actually need.
Do you think the summer season, and when you're shopping for holidays in particular, that's when the temptation is highest to buy the cheaper fast fashion bits? Because really you're looking at something that you only really wear for 2 or 3 weeks of the year, right?
Completely. Like, this might be the only time that you wear those items, because unfortunately we do not get the weather here. So I think you're right. I think people kind of think in their heads, okay, I'm not going to make a big investment money wise, but I would like something fresh and new. So then you do maybe go to your cheaper retailers and you're picking up pieces that are, let's be honest, made from synthetic materials. They're made from petroleum. They're not made from great materials. They're not really going to last. They're not going to wear very well. Because of that reason, you think, well, I'm not really going to use it, so I'll go cheap and cheerful.
Mm-hmm. Particularly, I suppose, as well, when you're shopping for t-shirts and shorts for children for their summer holidays, you kind of, you know, you're not expecting those things to last, but maybe we need to turn that on its head really and buy, you know, as little as we possibly can and do expect it to last, so you can either donate it or sell it.
Yeah, I think, you know, if we can kind of get into that mind frame of thinking, okay, I do need to buy a few bits, but maybe I'll buy quality things that I'll be able to pull out year after year. And when I bring them out, I'm only wearing them once a year. So when I see them, they are like meeting a new friend, because I can't even remember the last time I wore them. And then especially when it does come to things like kids wear, like, that must be so difficult for parents and families. You're spending so much money buying these bits and they might have grown out of them by next summer. So what do you do? So that comes down to then what you've mentioned, which is maybe starting to open your mind to reselling and buying secondhand. You know, Vinted is a fabulous platform. It was huge in the UK and Europe, all over the world. It's only just launched in Ireland this year and already so many people have gotten on board. And what I would say to people is, if you have those pieces, when you're doing your stock take, if you've got kids' pieces, if you have pieces of your own that are in great condition, but you're just not going to wear them, it's such a brilliant opportunity to pop them up online, take a few pictures with your smartphone, sell those pieces and have that little bit of pocket money. And then it works the other way around. You know, maybe you want something fresh and shiny for the holiday, but you don't want to buy really bad quality and you don't maybe want to support a fast fashion retailer. Going onto these platforms like Vinted and Depop is fantastic. And what I think is really great about them is that before, when we talked about buying secondhand, everyone had this idea that they had to get up, they had to drive to a charity shop, they had to trawl through things. Whereas with these platforms, it really is the same as shopping online. You go into your search bar, you can search for the brands or the shops that you love, your size, and then you can filter through those items. So it's actually a very enjoyable shopping experience, which I think wasn't there before. Mm-hmm. So that is tempting people to maybe do it if they hadn't done it previously.
And there's people selling things on there that will have the labels attached that they'll never have worn. You know, there's no reason really not to. And you're getting them a great discount as well on those platforms, aren't you?
You really are. And I would say, like, I think especially when it comes to maybe items that are a bit trendy, like I do love a trend, but if I want a trend, I do buy secondhand. For instance, cowboy style is really big this summer. I'm watching all the Beyonce concert outfits. I really wanted a pair of cowboy boots. So I set my alerts on Vestiaire Collective, which is the site for maybe a little bit more expensive items, designer items. I set my alert for a pair that I really wanted. They came up last month and I got them at an absolute steal. And I love them, but I was able to justify that kind of trendier item because I wasn't going out to buy it new. You know, I'm going to really enjoy wearing them, but I was buying it secondhand, which has such a lower environmental impact.
Do you caution though that, you know, you could go mad buying on those sites as well and actually defeat the purpose, you know, what we're talking about here? Don't overdo it.
Yeah, completely. I mean, we like you mentioned at the start of the slot, we are way above average in Ireland for our shopping. Like, we love to buy new outfits. We're at double the consumption of fashion than our EU counterparts. We love getting dressed up here, which is a fabulous sign of us. We really take pride in how we look. We love an occasion. But you're right, you can go the other way too. Even if you're buying secondhand, you can overconsume that way too. It is just being a little bit more cautious, I suppose, when you're approaching shopping and just thinking, what do I need to spend on? Can I be a bit savvy here? And then if I am going to buy something, how can I make sure that I'm going to really get what I need out of that clothes? You know, is it going to last? Is it going to wear well? That's the mindset that we're perhaps trying to get into.
What do you say to those who will say to you, well, I just have to go into a shop. It's my holidays. It's part of the celebration. Do you buy that argument?
Look, I think one of the hardest things to do is to really unfurl ourselves from the habits that we've gotten into. And I think it's really hard on consumers. I mean, everyone's on their smartphone. There is no way to escape the literal thousands of ads that bombard us every single day. We have been trained to think that if we're going away or if we've had a tough week or if we're going out, that we deserve this treat. And, you know, for some people, maybe that is their outlet. Maybe that is what they love to do. And I completely understand that. And I don't think there should be any shame or guilt with it. It takes a long time for us to maybe change our mindsets. But what I would say is maybe stop and think, because even though maybe you say to yourself, oh, I'm only spending 30 quid. Like, if you're spending that every single week on things that you're not wearing, that really, really adds up. That could be a fabulous night away. That could be a spa break. So I think it's trying to equate that maybe treat, inverted commas, in a different way. You know, if you're getting a real joy out of something and you love shopping and you're really using that item, that is money well spent. But a lot of the time, like you said, you've got items in your closet you forgot you bought, have the tag still on. That is like throwing money away. So I think if you can maybe rebalance it, like I always say to people, if you can say to yourself, okay, I'm not going to buy any fashion this month, but every time I get the urge and say I see something and it was, you know, 45 quid, I'm going to put that money aside. And at the end of the month, I'll have my 150, 200 quid and I'll spend that on something nice for myself. I think it's trying to reframe that, because we really have been trained to just go out and buy the cheap thing. But if that adds up over time, it's actually not a cheap thing and it really is such a waste.
Yeah, Aoife has been in touch and she tells us that she's recently joined Depop for reselling. So she wants to obviously get rid of something. She wants some tips, Joe, for getting started, because she's finding it hard to shift anything. What are the main reasons if you see somebody like that who's really trying to get rid of stuff, but it's just not budging? Is that mostly to do with price, what you're pricing it at?
It's a combination of things, and I totally feel for her because I'm new to Vinted and I'm trying to figure this out too. And because there is so much stuff on there, it can be hard to stand out. But what I would say, the main thing there is your quality of imagery. And all those platforms would say, if you can put up a picture of yourself, it doesn't need to include your face, but if you can put up a picture of yourself wearing the item of clothing, that will show, you know, when you're scrolling through these platforms, if you see the item, instead of it just being laid out on a bedspread or on the ground or on a hanger, if you can show a picture of you wearing the item, that immediately says to someone, oh, I actually love how she styled that or how they paired it together. So I would say make sure your imagery is really good. If you are styling it on a hanger or on the bed, just make sure that there's no clutter in the background. You're just trying to make it as attractive as possible for someone to be drawn in. And then I would always give a really good description. So don't just put down, you know, top, you know, size, whatever, denim, good condition. I would give it a bit of a backstory, you know, say like, this is where I bought them. This is where I wore them. This is what I wore them with. This is why I'm getting rid of them. You know, they're in great condition. Or if they haven't, you know, they have a slight, you know, tear in the back, like give as much information to the person as you can. That will start the conversation. So it's just giving as much information and making sure your pictures are as good quality as possible. I think that's a really good place to start. And then yes, if the price is, you know, put up the price that you want, but if that's not moving, reduce it a little bit. That might be the thing that draws someone into.
Yeah, and you'll have to be prepared as well, I'm sure, for people to haggle with you, you know, so
Completely.
Factor that into your price maybe as well.
Yeah, and that's part of the fun. Like, I mean, there's so many amazing Instagram accounts dedicated to like the fun that happens on Depop and how people patch something up and post it to you. Like, I suppose one of the benefits of those platforms is the community. You know, you're buying and selling to your peers, to people in your neighborhood, to people across the country. And there's actually a lovely, you know, moment in that when you do sell to someone or you receive an item and you've bought it from another person. So I would say lean into that community, have a bit of fun with it, have some fun with your captions, try to connect with people. That's a great way to start off.
Now, let's go back to what people might think that they need to buy. And we all feel that maybe every time we're heading off on the summer holiday, that new swimwear is the order of the day. But you'll have people who are icky about buying it secondhand, and that's understandable, right?
Yeah, and I suppose I would fall into that category. I think if you're buying swimwear, you know, those are intimates. And yes, sometimes you'll go onto secondhand platforms and you can see that the protective stickers and tags are on the swimwear. And if people choose to go down that route, that is completely up to them. But I do understand when people come to items like that they can be a little bit slower to buy them secondhand. And I think that's understandable. What I would say if you're not going to buy items like that secondhand is look at the material. And this, you know, people talk about slow fashion, but this is a massive part of approaching your wardrobe. If you're buying an item that is a synthetic, it's a combination of materials, it's probably made from fossil fuels, that is plastic. And when you put that into the wash, or if it's out in the sun, you're going to sweat a lot more in it. It's going to degrade very quickly. So if you are buying items, try to go for natural materials. I come back to that, you know, that cotton t-shirt piece. If you're buying things that are made of natural materials, they're going to wash great. You're not going to feel as hot and sticky in them. They're going to degrade naturally. So maybe invest a little bit more. And when it comes to swimwear, what I would say is, you know, it might be very easy to be drawn into whatever trend is happening in swimwear this year. You don't need to go for a boring color, but I would go for a block color that then every year you can maybe update with a nice oversized shirt or a caftan or your hat, and use your swimmer as kind of your base to style the rest of your wardrobe around. Try to avoid the thing that maybe next year you're going to be like, oh my God, I don't want butter yellow because that was massive last year. So try to go for a color that you love, that you're going to wear time and time again, and then use your accessories and other bits to maybe change it up year to year.
And a quick final word, Joe, on those mini toiletries, you know, those little tiny ones that we're all supposed to have going on holidays but none of us actually need.
These are my bugbear. And for people heading away, like, going on holidays is expensive and it's such a treat. Do not be fooled. We all get to the airport and we think, oh my God, I'm going to buy all of my minis. I'm telling everyone now, it's packaging. You are paying for tiny plastic packaging. You are way better off going to your local pharmacy, going to a shop, getting those empty bottles that you can decant your lovely products into and taking them with you. It will save you a fortune. Spend that money on a nice cocktail or something when you're away.
Good advice, Joe. As always, thank you so much, Joe Linehan there, editor of The Climate Supplement with the Sunday Times Ireland.